It's Wednesday, April 17th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Three American Christians who were distributing Bibles with Vision Beyond Borders were detained last week in northern Laos, reports International Christian Concern. The Christian group explained on Monday that they have been free from police custody, but are still confined to a guest house. More than 100 Chinese police officers closed a newly constructed church, True Jesus Church in Anping, and beat dozens of Christians who were guarding it, reports Christian Headlines. 15 Christians lay on the floor moaning in pain. Incredibly, one woman in her 70s was also beaten. Police dug a pit and buried their Bibles and hymn books. They also removed the air conditioning units, audio speakers, washing machines, a computer, some cash, and a piano. The incident in Henan, China's third largest province, took place in January and was reported by bitterwinter.org on April 10th. The inferno that raged through Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France for more than 12 hours destroyed its spire and its roof, but spared its organ, three large stained glass rose windows, and the twin medieval bell towers, reports the Associated Press. Bernard Arnault, France's richest businessman who owns Louis Vuitton, pledged $226 million for reconstruction. Plus three companies, Total, L'Oreal, and Gucci, are each pledging $113 million. Catholics were overjoyed that Notre Dame's supposedly sacred relic, the crown of thorns, which was purported to have been pressed onto Christ's head during the crucifixion, was spared after the fire broke out. To be clear, as gotquestions.org notes, quote, "There is absolutely no power in Christian relics. Even if the entire cross of Jesus were discovered intact, it would have no spiritual value. Relics do not, in any manner whatsoever, enable us to get closer to God," end quote. The French people need to meditate on John 14:6, in which Jesus declares, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." On Saturday, former Governor Mike Huckabee took a moment on his TBN variety show to address the backlash he experienced following an interview with the Christian Post.
I recently spoke at the National Religious Broadcasters meeting out in Anaheim, California. I was interviewed by the Christian Post, and they asked me what I believed was the biggest threat facing our culture. So I replied that I thought it was the abandonment of the biblical standards of family. The view that there is no such thing as maleness or femaleness anymore, and that marriage doesn't really matter, a divorce is no big deal, and that any form of marriage is equally valid, not just between a male and a female. I also said that it's that fathers don't seem to be that important to the development of a child, that gender is fluid, and that we can just choose a gender based on how we feel rather than how we were created. So since that article, virtually every left-wing publication in the country has blasted me for what they called homophobic and anti-LGBTQ hate. And look, I want to be very clear. I don't think God wants us to be obnoxious, judgmental, hateful, or self-righteous. But without apology, I do believe God has created the standard. And we need to challenge our culture to tune itself to God's truth rather than demand that God tune himself to my truth and our culture.
Huckabee airs on TBN Saturday and Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. Former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore is leading the Republican field vying for the party's 2020 nomination to challenge Senator Doug Jones, the Democrat who beat Moore in 2017, according to a survey, reports NBC News. At least 8 people, including 3 children, were killed over the weekend after several tornadoes touched down and flooding ensued across Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Georgia, reports ABC News. Dozens were injured. The National Weather Service reports that an EF3 tornado touched down in Franklin, Texas, 125 miles away from Dallas. According to Franklin authorities, the tornado nearly flattened the town, destroying, quote, 55 homes, a church, 4 businesses, a duplex, and a part of the local housing authority building, end quote. And finally, the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. has announced plans for a year-long exhibition from summer 2020 through summer 2021, examining the often contentious relationship between science and the Bible over the course of history, reports the Christian Post. Specifically, the exhibit seeks to answer six of the world's most pressing questions. How did it all begin? What keeps the universe running? Are we different from animals? What are we made of? Where are we going? And are we alone? Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29 through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, April 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.